I'm going to share with you tonight. This is my subject. This is what we're going to talk about. And can y'all hear me okay with the rain falling? Y'all can hear me okay. Okay. Don't let your mouth be your ruin. I'm going to say it again. Do not. Don't let your mouth be your ruin. Amen. Proverbs 6:2, King James. Proverbs 6:2 says, you are snared with the words of your lips. You're caught by the speech of your mouth. This is what the Amplified said. The King James said, you're snared with the words of thy lip, of thy mouth, and thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. And then Psalm 39:1 says, I said, Psalm 39:1, King James, hallelujah. I said, I will take heed to my ways. Who said, I said? I will take heed to my ways. That I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth from with the bridle while the wicked is before me. I will keep my mouth, hallelujah, with the bridle while the wicked is before me. And the Christian Heritage Bible says, I will keep my mouth with a muzzle on it. Words are very, very powerful. And words can build, give life. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, right? All right. And then the Bible said, and God said, and what happened? And God saw what he said. Amen. Words are very powerful, and you have a tongue to speak. Now watch. When there was no earth, God spoke. But there was nothing in the earth, God said. When God got ready to make a man, he said. Do you see anybody like he said in the word? Have you seen anybody walk around on this earth like God said you found in the word? Your words create your heaven or your hell. So, you're the custodian. You're the caretaker. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. Notice Paul said, you take control. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your body. You take charge. You're the one that's in charge, right? So, what your mouth speaks, you are the one that takes charge and not let anybody else force you to say something that you shouldn't say. Am I right? So, Listen to this. Take control of your tongue. Make it do its job. You may ask, how do I do that? Fill your heart with the Word of God. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, what you put in your heart in abundance, the mouth will speak. Now we've got two things here. I'm going to deal with the heart just a little bit. And listen what Matthew Gospel said, Matthew 12, 35, 34 and 5. Matthew 12, 34 and 35. Hallelujah. He said, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? Notice what he said. He called them vipers. And being evil. How can you speak good things? How can something evil produce good? For out of the abundance of what? The heart, what happened? The mouth speaketh. Verse 35 says what? A good man, what? Out of the good treasure of his heart, bringing forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure, bringing forth what? Evil thing. Your mouth will release words. And this is why God said, I will take out the stony heart and give you a heart of flesh. Why? Because when you talk, most of the time, you're going to speak what's in your heart. Unless you're around somebody, and I'm going to do two sides of this. Unless you're around somebody or somebody putting pressure on you to say something, sometimes you will cower down and say stuff you don't really mean. You ever been in the conversation? I don't want to switch over too quick. You ever been in the conversation with a group, and they talking all bad talk, and you're pressured, and you'll say something, yeah, and you know you don't believe that. That ever happened? I know it has. We all done it. But words, we have treated them to some degree. We're catching on here. And we have treated them with, how can I say that? Words with not recognizing the power and the value and the authority and the effect that word will have. Hello? Hello? What did God say with his word? For God so loved the world that he did what? Gave his only begotten son. What did God say with his word? For God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction, right? Well, what he said, did that happen?